Did you get some rest last night, Wendy?
I did, but more importantly, so did the crews that are out in the field working so hard.
I wanted to ask you about that. First of all, when I heard your voice on the message at Greater Sudbury Utilities yesterday asking me to register my address as one of the houses that are still out, I thought, oh my gosh, no better person to talk about this than Wendy Watson. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I was wondering about your crews and how they're doing since handling all this stuff from the storm on Monday.
Well, there is no doubt that they're absolutely maxed out, but I was in the lineup meeting this morning at 6:30, and they're in great spirits and ready to get back at it. As a matter of fact, they're already out in the field and probably have been for at least a half hour. They've got a great plan of attack for today. As you are undoubtedly aware, the Grandview Montrose area is especially hard hit. And yes, I'm leaving off a whole bunch of street names there, but that is that general core, really just to the west of Rogers Radio Station on LaSalle. We have a lot of problems there. That was a particularly hard-hit area with lots of trees coming down. But what makes it even more difficult to restore that area is so many of the power lines are what we call back lot lines, meaning they're literally in people's backyards. So you know what happens when you live in a place for a while. You landscape, maybe you put up a fence, you plant some trees, you make the gardens beautiful, and now the poles are perhaps snapped or something is wrong with them, and we want to bring heavy equipment through your yard. So some people are not very happy with us, but I have to stress that we aren't asking to get to your backyard for any reason other than we want to get the power back on. So please let us. Please cooperate as much as possible. Another issue that our crews did mention today, and they were really quite frustrated about it, is traffic. There are so many areas where we have heavy equipment and, you know, in some cases, well, in all cases where we have heavy equipment, we've got pylons out, barricades, showing people stay away. Yesterday we had people literally get out of their car and move the barricades so they could continue on their merry way through what is essentially a construction zone. It's very dangerous. We even had one motorist threaten a crew. That doesn't sit very well with these guys.
Wow.
Can you believe it? When they're actually out there, you know, they're not only doing their job, but you know, they're doing something that everyone wants them to do. And, you know, undoubtedly this would be a similar person to someone complaining about why his power's not back on, but literally threatened them. You know, it's just not acceptable. Today, if that happens, we will phone the police.
Let me ask the question that Mel won't ask you, Wendy.
Sure.
When is her power going to be on? Because she's one of the 600 without it.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry to hear that, Mel. We have no exact estimate for when your time or when your power is going to be back on.
Yeah. Well, Chris has dropped off a generator for me and a battery thingy, so I've got hot water and I have Wi-Fi and I have my fridge running, so...
All the important stuff,
all
right?
All the important stuff.
You know, the other thing that I would suggest is, you know, if you have neighbors, Mel, that maybe are elderly or don't have as many good friends as you have, and Chris, that bring stuff over, maybe check on them.
Yeah.
Sometimes the elderly, they maybe are kind of isolated. Just let's all be good neighbors out there and try to help each other. It is a period of adversity. We are working to get people back on. We're down to about 450 people still without power right now. If you live in that area, Mel, I hate to tell you, but it could be another day or two. And we're quite confident we're going to have the bulk of people restored by the end of the week.
It sure sounds like they're tightening the noose around your house, Mel.
Like
600 people and Mel. 450 people and Mel.
But you know
10
what?
People affected and Mel.
Look how much great fodder it's given you to talk about.